Okay, today is Daf Chav Tes. A couple more blah left in Maseches Megillah. We are about eight lines up from the bottom on Chav Ches and Beis. Tznan Hasam. Ude ishtamesh betaga chalaf. If somebody uses Bishop Pirkei Avos, pashtus is usually meant that this is talking about a person himself. If somebody uses the crown of Torah to get ahead, he is a Talmud Chacham, but he uses that to for his own personal gain. So then, Chalaf, he will be taken away from the world. He will be Chalaf in Ha'olam. But Reish Lakish dashes it a little differently. Tani Reish Lakish, Zeha Mishtabesh B'misha Shona Halachos. Somebody who uses a Talmud Chacham. If you use a crown, if you use a Talmud Chacham to service you, so then that is inappropriate. And the Bach takes out the next three words of Kisra Shel Torah. V'yamar Ula, L'shtamish Inish B'man D'Tani Arba, V'lo L'shtamish B'man D'Masni Arba. A person could use somebody who learned for what? The Marsha explains, we've had a number of times, that they used to learn, or be Bakiyin, or refer to the four Siddarim that they used to be Osek in. The four Siddarim Halakha L'maisa. Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, and Kachim. And Kachim, as we mentioned, Kachim has Talmud Bavli, unlike Zeraim and unlike Taharis. Kachim was considered halacha lemaisa because it's a special idea of learning in Yoni Karbanis, that it's ki'ilu we hikravnu. It's as if we gave them. Even more than learning Zeraim and Taharis, more than learning anything, Karbanis, there's a specific connection to lemaisa, as we have the Gemara about Avram Avinu, where Avram Avinu asks Hashem, how am I going to get kapara? And Hashem says, don't worry, you'll be osik in halachas karbanos. So here it says, you could use somebody who learned for the four siddarim, but don't use a Talmud Chacham who teaches for. That's a greater Talmud Chacham. The Masni Arba. He had the Reish Lakish of Yazab Urcha, like Reish Lakish, who was once walking. Mata Urkama Demaya, he came to a body of water. Asahu Gavra, Arkavi Akasi Vekama Averle. And there was a man that said, oh, Reish Lakish, let me help you out. He puts Reish Lakish on his shoulders, so Reish Lakish could get across without getting his feet wet. Amrali Karisa, Reish Lakish, in the middle, like, starts talking to the guy who's carrying him and says, have you learned Mikra? I'm like, Karina, yeah. Tanisa, have you learned Mishnah? Tanina, Arba Sidri Mishnah. Yeah, I have. So I'm like, Reish Lakish says, Pasalta Lacha, Arba Ture, V'tata Bar Lakish Akismech. You've carved out, chiseled out for yourself. Pasalta, Psalacha, this week's Parsha. You've carved out for yourself four Turim. That's where the tour got his name from. You've carved out for yourself four turim, and you're carrying Reish Lakish. Shadi Malikish Ramaya, throw me in the water. I mean, it's not right. I don't want to be mishtamish with such a Talmud Chacham. Amalei nichali dashmi lamar. No. I'm still like it. I don't mind. I'm mochel, so I could carry you. Yachi gamer minah hamilsa. So he said, Reish Lakish said, okay, let me at least teach you something. Let me at least tell you something. Damir abzera, bedos Yisrael hein, hechmir al atzman, def shafilu ro, estibus tam kachardol, yoshva salav shevedekiyim. Bedos Yisrael have been machmer on themselves, that even though Mida Raisa, there's halachas of Nida and Zava, and even after Chazal were misakein, a certain number of chumras, that maybe each time a woman sees for 3 days straight, one has to treat it like Ziva, even though you don't know if it's Ziva or Nida, but the final step of all those steps of the Drabanans were, but Osi Yisrael Machra and themselves, that even if they see a tiny drop of Dam, they treat it as Dam Nidus and Dam Ziva, and they wait Shivanakiya. Right, this is the a clear halacha. This is halacha, one of the examples of Maseches Brachos, which it says, she learned something before davening that's clear cut, halacha psuka. So this is one of the examples given. So Reish Lakish, when he's in the middle of the water, because he didn't want to get into an Ian shear, so he wanted to give him halacha psuka, and he says this. But again, the poskim say, even though the language is, this is something that we don't budge from. We don't budge from the Ramban rites and his Sefer Hilchas Nida, that we don't budge from this chumrah, because this chumrah is really a din, and there is no getting out of Shivanikiyam. The 5 days before the Shivanikiyam, there are certain ways of flexibility, especially the fifth day, if there's a Tzara Gadol, to be spoken about with a Posek. But the Shivanikiyam, there is no getting out of. So even though it's Brosi Zor Lechmir Olatzmam, the Poskim all say that this is a Halacha Pesuka. Period. Tana Dvei Eliyahu. The Tana Dvei Eliyahu says, Kol Ashona Halachos Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. Anybody who learns halacha is a ben olam haba. Other ways this is quoted as kol hashona halachas b'chol yom. muftach shalo shehu ben olam haba. Shneamar, it says halichos olam lo, al tikri halichos ela halachos. Halichos olam, halachos, that we darshin halachos, olam is forever lo for him. Chavetz Chaim in his commentary on the Torah is quoted as the Masai Lamelech. But it's really Masai Lamelech, the notes in the bottom of the Chavetz Chaim on the Torah. He says, why davka halacha? Why is it so important? Why halacha? Why is it kol hashone b'chol yom? And if you learn every day, he says dafka halacha. Why is that? So he says, my yisro lezesh hashone halachos b'chol yom. Madua dafka halachos. Echo adinim lo bidin yanin acherim. Right? What's it? They all come from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'timna ha'isa pilegesh. You can learn b'chol yom also. What's the difference? So says the Chavetz Chaim. Hachilik pashut. Amnam yish lekolechan mi yisro al chelik la'olam haba. Aval chelik yuchalios katan ma'od. Masha'enkein ben olam haba who kamo balabayis bebeso she lechso lo shum davar. We mentioned this, I think, in the past from the Shlach HaKadosh, that there are three lashonos that Chazal use when it comes to olam haba. They use chelik la olam haba. Kol Yisrael yeshlab chelik la olam haba. There's somebody called a nochel olam haba. Nochel olam haba, if you inherit it, and then there is a ben olam haba. Ben olam haba is the highest form. And that's the lashon here. Ben olam haba. So what's a ben olam haba? That's somebody who's at home. Who's at home in Olam Haba? You don't just get a portion. You could get if you get a seat at somewhere. You can get a seat, and it depends which section you're getting a seat in. You have a seat, but it depends which seat you have. So too says the Chavetz Chaim a Ben Olam Haba. And why is this? Because we know to be a Yehudi Shalem, to be a complete Jew, you got to do all the mitzvahs also. Besides being learning all the Torah, and you can't do all the mitzvahs without knowing all the mitzvahs. And that's the first step. Step one of doing the mitzvahs is learning. So he says that's why a Ben Olam Haba is obviously somebody who does everything in life. Not just learns, but does all the mitzvahs, bishlei musa, up to every detail. And that's why it's called Shona Halachos. Because you got to spend your whole life learning halacha, of course. You got to spend your whole life learning everything. Chavetz Chaim, we've said, was a big proponent of kachim. You got to learn sitting kachim. The Mashiach said to come, we're not going to know what to do. And he says, Tishbi Ataris Kushis Vabayas, Chavetz Chaim mentioned beautifully that Eliyahu is only going to tell us the Sveikas. He's not going to tell us what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He's going to say, look at Shulchan Aruch, what are you asking me for? Look at the Rambam. Kushis Vabayas will answer. So he was a big proponent of kachim. But he also felt that we have to learn halacha every day in order to know what to do. That's what the Ramah writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. And we know the Torah, the Gemara has a limud that women are pturis from Talmud Torah. Women don't have to learn, they're pturis from Talmud Torah. The Ramah writes that, you know what, they only have to learn the mitzvahs that are shayach to them, because they have to know what to do. So they might not have the second aspect of Talmud Torah l'shma, but they have to know what to do. So all women have to know is Arachayim, Choshe, Mishpat, Ebenezer, and Yerodaya. That's it. That's all they have to learn. Halavai, we should all know everything that women have to know. But again, women have to learn. Women have to learn plenty. They just have to, their learning is a different focus. They have to learn Shabbos and Kashrus, Taras Mishpacha, and all the halachas that apply to them. Okay. So that's why, Kol Shona Halachos specifically, you are a Ben Olam Haba. So one other, the Divrei Shaul I saw, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson says, you know, sometimes people think that the only way they can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by studying the astrology and the upper spheres, and that's uplifting. And, you know, one might think that studying Shor Shoragach HaSafara and that studying Yehi Shalom Midas, at least how does that bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, that's the secret of the Gemara. The Gemara is telling you, Kol Shona Halachos. If we learn Halachos of the Torah, even though on the surface it might not appear that this is the way we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is the Dvar Hashem. This is the Torah Shebichsav, this is the Torah Shebal Peh, and it's Dafka Kol Shona Halachos B'chol Yom. You get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through every part of Torah. Tana Rabbanan. Mevatlan Talmud Torah Lo Tzoras HaMeis Malach Reses Kala. Mevatl Talmud Torah to go out to a mace, for Otsa as a mace, and Hachnas as Kala, and for to help with a wedding. So that's why we would stop Torah to go to a wedding and go to a Levaya. Most Rishonim say this means any mace. This does not mean Dafka a mace mitzvah. Most Rishonim, the Rush, in Maseches Ksubis and others say any mace, this applies going to the Levaya. There is a day in the Rush in Ksubis where he says maybe Dafka a mace mitzvah has a higher level. That any mace you can, it's a Rishus, while Meis Mitzvah is a Chiyuv. But most are Rishon and Paschal that is the same, the Mevatlan Talmud Torah, to go to a Levaya or to a wedding. Yeah. So that's what I just said. So according to most, it's must. According to most, it's must. If it's somebody that's Shayach, as we're going to see, if it's covered for the Meis to go. But there is that day in the Rush that says, can by Meisim, must by Meis Mitzvah. Amru Alav, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Shem Mevatel Tabatara Lo Tzaz Beis Alcharas Kala, where they say by Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi that he was Mevatel Torah for Levayas and weddings. Bamed Rav Amurim B'she'in Sham Kol Tzarcha. There's a limit. When it hasn't fully been taken care of, that's when there you have to go. Aval Yeshem Kol Tzarcha, but if the mace already has Kol Tzarcha, already has everybody there, so then enough people to Ein Mevatelin. So then we're not Mevatel if he has enough people. The Shita Mekubetzes Ksubis says that this line is only referring to Hotzaas Hames. That's where there is a limit. But when it comes to Achnasas Kala, there is no limit. Why? So the Shita quotes Rabbeinu Yona, there in Ksubis Daf Yizayin, quotes Rabbeinu Yona, Ulainin Hotzaas Kala, the Lagabe Kala, Ein La Shir, Ula Ola Mevatlin, Kiberov Am Hadras Hachasin Vahakala, Umosif Yoser Pesimcha Ubechibov. Right, we usually have Barov Am Hadras Melech. Here he quotes Barov Am Hadras Chasim Vakala. The Chasim Vakala, this Barov, the greater, more people there, there's Kavod Achayim. Kavod Achay is greater than Kavod Ames. And therefore, there is no limit. This line of the Gemara is only talking about a limit on a number by a Levaya and not by a number of a, by a wedding. So that's the Shidu Kabetzes in Ksubis. Vakala Kol Tzarcho.
What part of the wedding?
What part of the wedding? Hachnasas Kala. So what part of the wedding, right? So I know in some places the only dafka comes to the dancing, right? Because there's so many hours of bittul korban mevatlin. It's still called mevatlin. We had a shir last Shabbos. Why is mikra megillah called mevatlin? If mikra megillah called mevatlin, mevatlin tamat Torah. Even though we know the Gemara in bracha says that if you're mesameh chasam akala zochel Torah, so maybe whatever shot that means, maybe it's not such mevatlin. But right, it's a good question. What exactly part of the wedding? The part of the wedding that's mesameh them. So to be there for the pictures, to be there so you could go eat an hour of the shmorg, I don't know if that's included, because you don't see them there. But you could just say, I'm going to come to the dancing. That's the real simcha aspect. You know, come late to the wedding, get there by the badekin even. Badekin, okay, that's misameach. He wants at least some friends there by the badekin. But before that, you're right, it's not going to be so many hours. But come, so we have to bring a sefer to the wedding. Doesn't mean that you have to come to the wedding, you have to miss the shmorg. Okay, go eat a little bit, and then bring a sefer and sit on the side. But there's so many hours by a wedding to make sure to use the time. But come, a kol tzarcho. And how much is considered a kol tzarcho? So there are four different opinions in the Gemara. Amar of Shmuel bar Unya Inyam Shmei de Rav Drav Tracer also Alfe Gavre Vishisa Alfe Shipure. When there are 12,000 people there and 6,000 other people blowing shofar, so that's considered Kol Sarcho. So generally, this is not fulfilled, and we should probably go to the Levaya. V'yamila Tracer also Gavre V'uminai Vishisa Alfe Shipure. Maybe it's 12,000 people, and from then there are 6,000 that have shofars to do wailing. Ula Amar Kagon to Chaitzi Gavre Me Avula at Sichra. Ula says is when there are enough people that could go, if they would stand in single file, from the gate of the city until the Beis HaKvaros. Rav Sheshes Amar, the Beis HaKvaros used to be outside the city. Rav Sheshes Amar, fourth one, Kinesi Nasa, Kach Nati Lasa. Just like the giving of the Torah, so too should the taking of the Torah be. Manasi Nasa B'Shishim Rebo, just like the giving was 600,000 Jews, So too the Natila of the Torah. Right? This is a line as we had a couple of days ago, the comparison between a person and a Sefer Torah. We had this regarding Hilchas Kriya. We had this regarding other halachas, Minyan. So too here. Here's a line comparing a person to a Sefer Torah, that just like the Torah was given, B'Shishim Rebo, so too. And a person, Rachman al-Aslan is Niftar, the covet for him should be with Shishim Rebo. So, last line, Hani Milo Levanta Kari Vishani. All these rules apply to somebody who learns. Ava Levanta Masni, Lesle Shiro. But somebody who taught others, then there's no Shir. So then that everybody should go for a Talmud Chacham. Peri. Tanya. Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Just the top Tosfos just tells us, there's a story in Derech Eretz Zuta, where there's the Rabbi Akiva found the Meis Mitzvah, and he walked, he carried the Meis Mitzvah 4 mil until he came to a Beis HaKvaris, and when he came back to Rabbi Shor and Rabbi Lazar, they said to him, every psia that you took, Shafachta Damnaki. Shafachta Damnaki. And they were upset at him. But the question is, here it says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, but they taking care of the Tzarchei HaMeis. Well, so what did Rabbi Akiva do wrong? So Tosfos answers an important klal, and that is, no, the point was he should have buried him where he found him. that he moved him. And Meis the Halacha is Meis Mitzvah Kone Makomo. One of the Takanas of Yeshua Ben Nun, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra later, was that every Meis Mitzvah, found a Meis Mitzvah, you bury him right there. Kone Makomo. That's why they were upset at him. Not that he was Osek in the Niftar, because that obviously is allowed, as our Gemara says. But the last line of the Tav Tosfos, Meis Mitzvah Kone Makomo, and you're not allowed to move a Meis Mitzvah. You have to bury him right there. Tanya, Reb Shimon Yochai Omer, Bo Re'e Kama Chaviv in Yisrael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Shebechal Makum Shegalu Shechina Imahem. Wherever Klal Yisrael goes, the Shechina is with them. Known as the principle, Shechinta Begalusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Galus. The Eitz Yosef says that this is because of for our protection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to get totally lost in Galus, doesn't want to get us totally physically lost or spiritually lost. So there is Hashgacha, even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Levayitamu bizarim ade oved shchina imahem lahagin ba'adam bal yishtaku lechet. Right, he doesn't want us to get totally lost in galus, so he stays with us. Obviously, we know that there might be a different level of hashgacha in galus. The Ramban writes in Parshas Achremos that in Eretz Yisrael there's direct hashgacha. There's no intermediaries. While outside of the land of Israel in galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a system where there are certain forces, ministering angels, so to speak, that are mashgiach. And there's an intermediary between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and these forces. The end of Parshas Achremos, the Ramban describes that, and Eretz Yisrael has direct Hashgacha. But still, there is a level of Shechinta Imanu, even in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us on a certain level. As it says, Golos Mitzrayim Shechina Imahim, when they went to Mitzrayim, the Shechina was with them. So that was even before they came into Eretz Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. Shenemar, Neglo, Neglesi, the base of Avicha, Biyosamim Mitzrayim Bechulu. It says when the Ishel Kim is talking to Eli, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, when he's saying your children are not following the right path, Chafni and Pinchas, the children of Eli, he says, he gives a whole lesson in Jewish history. I've always been with you, and what are you doing? So I was with your forefathers in Mitzrayim. Go, Lobav Shechini Mayim, when he went to Bavel. When we went to Bavel, the Shechina was with us. Shenemar, Lema'anchem Shilachti Bavela. I sent to Bavel for you. So, whereas darshaning, Shilachti is what it says, but it's darshaning it as Shulachti. I was sent to Bavel. And even when the Geula will take place, the Shechina is going to come back with us. Shenemar, Hashem is going to take our hand and go back to Kibbutz Galus with us. Shenemar, Veshav Hashem Lekecha Shevuzcha, as it says, the end of Dvarim, Hashem will return your Shevuyim, your captured ones, or your returnees. Veheshev lo Nemar, El Veshav. The Hifil is not used. Veheshev, meaning cause to return, El Veshav. Veshav is the Kal, I will return. That Hashem is included. Malami, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Shav Yimayim, Mivena Galus. To teach us that Hashem will return with us from the Galus. Babavel Hecha, where is Hashem in Galus? Where does Hashem Shechina reside in a very concentrated way? Where do we look? Amar Abaye beKnishta deHutzal ubeKnishta deShav Yasa ben Harda. In two shuls, in the shul of Hutzal in Babel and the shul of Shav VYasiv ben Harda. The shul that was taken apart and built back up in Naharda. Rashi Maseches Avodah Zarah says this is a shul that was built by Yechaniah, who brought stones from Yerushalayim to Bavel and built a shul there. Shav Yasef ben Naharda. So it was a special shul. And it doesn't even mean that he's there in both, but it means Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is concentrated in each shul at different times. Abaya says, you know, Tesili, it's a great thing that whenever I'm within a parsa of the shuls, I go and daven there. I don't pass it up, I don't give up the opportunity. Avuah d'Shmuel v'Levi, Av Yasiv b'Knishta d'Shav Yasiv b'Naharda. One time, Avuah d'Shmuel and Levi were sitting in that shul. Asa Shechina, unusual term, the Shechina came in to the shul. Shamu kol riksha, they heard something. They heard a ruckus, and they realized the Shechina was coming in. Kamu v'nafku, they quickly went out. Answer Yaakov Emtid, why'd they leave? The Shechina Yimayin, what did it say? It said, whenever we're learning, Shechina Yimayin. Why did they say? It must be they were Osek in the Dvar Rishus, says Rabbi Yaakov Emtid, because why else would they have left? They must have been Osek in the Dvar Rishus. Not in Kalos Rosh, as we said, you're not allowed to yesterday, but in the Dvar Rishus. So Rabbi Yaakov Emtid says, why did they start learning then? When did they start learning? So Rabbi Yaakov then said, the learning wouldn't have been the same then. The Shechina comes in, well, you only learn when the Rebbe's there. The Rebbe comes, and when you're not there, they're not learning. He says, that can't be with the Shechina when you only start learning when the Shechina walks in. That's why Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that even that learning, if they would have started right then it wouldn't have been migna aleihem, wouldn't have protected them. So that's why they felt they had to leave. Rav Sheshes have a yasa bebe kedush to shav yasa banardot. One time, Rav Sheshes was sitting in that same shul. Rav Sheshes, remember, Rashi says was blind. Asya shchina v'lo nafik. The shchina came in and he didn't leave. He stayed there. Also, Malachi Yashari has become a vasule. So the Malachi Yashari started shepherding him, kind of trying to scaring him and getting him to leave. Guess this is, again, it's difficult to know exactly what this means, that the Shekhinah came in. You know, this sounds like a Shekhinah that is inappropriate for people to be there. The intense Ashurash HaShekhinah that could continue that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It's a certain type of understanding. Amar Lafana, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Olav V'sheino Olal, Mi Nitchem Mipnei Mi, says Rav Sheshes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that's Olav, the one that's downtrodden, the one you should have pity for, and the Eino Olav, the one that you shouldn't have pity for, meaning you. You know, who gets pushed aside? Who gets to stay in the place where he was? The Aluf, the one that should be pitied. So Amalei Shehush Afkus. The Shekhinah says, you know, okay, leave him alone. Period. Famous line. Va'ehi lohem l'mikdash ma'at. Yechezkel says that I'll make for them small batei mikdash. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak elu batei knesios u'batei midrash sheba bavel. This is referring to all shuls. All shuls and batei medrash are considered mikdash ma'at. This is a very important halacha in terms of learning certain halachas about Beis HaKnesses, which we parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. We referred to it yesterday a little bit. The difference is between we go to Hashem or Hashem comes to us, but there are many halachas, for example, being soser Beis HaKnesses is learned out from, you know, knocking down any part of a shul, is learned out from the halachas of Beis HaMikdash. Again, this is the makar that every shul is a little mikdash ma'at. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no. Mikdash Ma'at doesn't refer to every shul. It's referring to the shul of Rav. That's what Mikdash Ma'at means. A special shul of Rav, that's what it's referring to. Darish Rav, Amai Dechsev Hashem Ma'on Atoha Yisalanu. What is the meaning of the pasuk? That Hashem, you are a Ma'on. You are a house of refuge for us. Elu Bati Knesses Ubati Midrashos. These are the shuls and the Bati Midrashos and the yeshivas. And the Bali Musar always say that the shuls are like the Ari Miklat of the shuls and the yeshivas. That the Ari Miklat in this sea of gullus that we have around us. It's unbelievable that the what goes on in the world around us, everything that we see, you know, there's a safe haven. The only safe havens that we know of are in the shuls and in the yeshivas. That's what it says here. That's the Ma'on. That's the refuge. Amar Avina. They're our Ari Miklat. Amr Abaya, may reish havigarisna bebeiso matzlina lebebe knishta. I used to always learn at home and daven in shul. Kiva the shamas lahat dekamer David. Once I heard David Melech say, which we say in Matovu every day, Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha. Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha. Hashem talks about that he loves our or David Melech says that I love your ma'on, referring to the shuls. Havigarisna bebe knishta. So says Abaya, I moved and I started learning in shul. The Turi Evan points out here that we had an opposite Gemara in Brachas. What does it say here? I used to learn at home, but when I found out how much Hashem loves the shuls, I went to learn in the shul. In the Gemara in Brachas Adav Ches, it says the opposite. It says, I used to daven in shul and learn in the Beis Medrash, but once I realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the Beis Medrash, I used to start davening in the Beis Medrash. So it's the opposite. The Abaya says in Brachas, Beresha Vegaristan Bago Beso Maslina Beve Knishta. But once I heard that the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Dalaram Shalacha Bilvad, I started davening where I'm learning. So do you go daven where you learn, or do you go learn where you daven? So the Torah Eben says, Machlokas Asugyas, Machlokas Asugyas. You have to give another answer but it's the same person also, it's Abaya. Abaya is in both places, so you gotta work it out. Sorry? It was Choservo. But you gotta work it out, what exactly it means. Tanya, Rabbi Kapper Omer, Asida Bate Knesios Ubate Midrash Shibabel Shiikvu Beret Yisrael. It's us that every shul and every yeshiva all over the world will be uprooted and go to Eretz Yisrael, become part of Eretz Yisrael. Shinemar ki Kitavar Baharimu Karmel, like Tavor, like the mountains, the great mountains of Tavar and Carmel, by Yam Yavo. They will come through the Yam. What does that mean? So the Gemara Darshan as follows. Let's finish the line and then we'll talk. We learn now from this pasuk that really Mount Tavor and Har Carmel were really mountains outside the land of Israel. But by Maimon Har Sinai, they were so excited, so they jumped up and the mountains came across and they came to Eretz Yisrael. So they only came to learn for a minute. So if mountains that come to learn for a minute, get become kavua veret Yisrael. So, but the kinesis about the midrashos shekorenu marbitz in Torah alachas kama v'kama. But yeshivas and shuls that have Torah forever for so many hours, so alachas kama v'kama. Surely those are going to become part of Eretz Yisrael. There's a beautiful tshuva of Rav Tzvi Pesach in Har Tzvi in Simen Pei Dalid, where he talks about what does this mean that the shuls are going to become parts. He says we don't have a shortage of shuls in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote this from right to Pesach. He was in Yerushalayim. He says we don't have a shortage of shul. So what's the message of this halacha of that all the bate medrash and bate kenesis are going to go to Eretz Yisrael? So he says vada he'inyan kipshuto. Read the Gemara shekavta Torah shlo lishlo shum zchus mishum nivra shebaolam. Hashem does not negate or take away any zchus from any creation in the world, and not only by human creations. Not only when it comes to people does he give zchuyos, even from inanimate objects. If they have a zchus about them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashlo and pay the zchus. Anything that was used for Torah, there's a ruach kedusha chofefes al hadavar hazeh. V'yesh lo chiyus. What have we been talking about the past couple of days? The cover of the Torah. Of the Torah is inanimate. Whether that is kedusha, to bury it, to bury the tefillin bag. What is the tefillin bag? It's inanimate. But the answer is, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, that every even inanimate objects achieve levels of kedusha. Everything in this world has a purpose, has a tachlis, so it achieves levels of kedusha. And even though inyan zen ne'ela me'einenu einei basar, our physical eyes cannot see this. Avol davar barur shekol bria af tzomech v'domei mis. Angim v'yonkim shefa chiyusa minitzotze kedusha hashora aleihem. He says that's what's going on with these mountains. What do you mean the mountains jump there? They wanted to go learn. So if you have a shul that for so many hours, so a yeshiva, so many hours had Torah in there, there's a schus to those bricks. There's a schus to those buildings. So it's not right. The kedusha is going to stop there. That's not right. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let it be mafkia the kedusha. So therefore, the borei kol holamim hamashpia achto v'chesed eino rotzala hafzik es tovaso umevi osam gamkin l'Eretz Yisrael kedishlo yikupach zechusam shekvar zacho lios misham shei kedusha. So every shul is like a tashmish to the kedusha, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take all the shuls and all the yeshivas and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. That's Simen Pei Dalid in Chelek Aleph of the Tshuvas of Tshuvas Har Tzvi. The Bali Musar fit this Gemara with the Gemara in Maseches Brachas on that same daf of Chesem and Aleph. Gemara Brachas asks on the pasuk that we say every day in Shema, L'man Yirbu Yimeichem Yimeivanechem, to keep the Torah, to be Marbe Yiman Yirbu Yimeivanechem, Al Ha'adama Sher Nishma Hashem Lavoseichem. Where are you going to have a Richas Yamim in Eretz Yisrael? Al Ha'adama. So says the Gemara of Ha'ika Savi B'Bavel. Aren't there old people in Bavel? There are people that live to a nice ripe old age outside the land of Israel. So what do you mean, like Yirbu Al Ha'adama? So the Gemara says, don't worry, those are people who come early and leave late to shul. People who come early to shul and leave late to shul. So the Mali Musar says, how did that answer the question? The question was, is Al Ha'adama? The question is, I Bavel? The answer is, they come to shul. What does come to shul have to do with it? So they quote this Gemara. No, because every shul, every yeshiva is really a little chelik of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's what it's like their uman al adama. That is the adama, the ground itself of every shul and of every beis hakneses and every beis hamedrash is a little portion of Eretz Yisrael. I once was speaking to another rav from the community, and he told me that he quoted from the for Rabbi Nachman. I remember who it was from, that he suggested that that's why that many times there are many difficulties when you're building a yeshiva, when you're building a shul, and there's so many headaches with the towns and the this and the that. Why? Because it's a kiyum of kibush ha'aretz. And by kibush ha'aretz, they had to conquer a lot. They had to go 31 kings. They had to take care of. That's why throughout Gullus, there's always a lot of bureaucracy, and to think of it as a kiyum of kibush ha'aretz. Chas v'shalom, we should use it as an excuse not all to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's really chas v'shalom. But again, In a certain sense, we should use this as our safe haven and a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. Dorish bar kapara. Let's continue. My dechsev lama taratzdun harim gavnunim. Why are you big mountains dancing? Yotza baskel v'amr lehem. So baskel went down and said lama taratzu dinim Sinai. Really, the pasuk means why are you fighting with our Sinai? Kulchem bali mumin atem eitzal Sinai. You're all bali mumin. Compared to our Sinai, of course, referring to the Medrash, how Sinai was the most humble of mountains. The other mountains wanted to get the Torah, and they didn't, and finally it was given on our Sinai. Ksiv Hacha Gavnunim. It says here, Gavnunim, which is talking about the other mountains. Ksiv Hasam, Ogibain, Odak, referring to Bali Mumin. So that's how you know that they were all Bali Mumin. Omar Avashi, Shmaminah, Haiman, Diyohir, Bal Mumhu. anybody who is a Baal Gaiva, like the other mountains, is considered a Baal Mum, and that is what's being referred to here. Right, I think Rabbi Levine quotes in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Right, so the question is asked, Moshe Kibel Torah Me Hashem. What do you mean Misinai? Moshe Kibel Torah Me Hashem, so the Bar Tanura, I think, says, Me Hashem Shenigla Al Sinai. So why does it say Misinai? Moshe Kibel Misinai. So the Rabbi Levine quotes the first one. Why was Moshe Zochet to get the Torah? Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, because he learned from Har Sinai not to be a Baal Gaiva. He learned anivus, humility from Sinai. Moshe Kibel Torah Mamash Misinai. That's why he was Zochet to get the Torah, right? Because Sinai wasn't a Baal Mum. Okay, Vaita, let's go back to the Mishnah. And also there's a Kapandarya. We can't make the shul a shortcut. My Kapandarya, what is Kapandarya? Amarav, Kapandarya Gishma. Exactly what it sounds like, Kapandarya. My Gishma, what does the word Kapandarya mean? Kemanda Amar Adamakipna Adari Eobaha. It's from the word, instead of going around, let's go through, that's Kapandarya. Amar Abiyavo, the Gemara says, three exceptions to the rule. If this was your path to get home before they built the shul, so even after they built the shul, you're allowed to go there, because you had kvius, you had a chazaka first. If you go into shul to learn, you go into shul to do something else. You didn't go into shul to use it for a shortcut, and then all of a sudden you have to use it. That's okay too, because it's the knisa with shame kapadarya, which is the problem. Number 3, also, if you go in to you go into shul to daven mutter, then you can make it a kapadarya, or the gra changes it to mitzvah. Mitzvah lasos a kapadarya. What does that mean? If you go into shul on one side, if the shul has two doors, you should go out the other side. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, ubavo am haaris lavanei Hashem b'moadim habaderach shart safon l'shtachavos yotzederach shart negev. Pasuk in Yecheskel Memvav, which talks about whenever you go into the base of Migdash, you went in one side, you went out the other side. So too by shul, you go in one side, you go out the other side. The Chassid Yavetz in his commentary, I think on Pirkei Avos, also writes, why is this that you go in one side, you go out the other side? Because we know that after we do something one time, two times, you know, we get used to things. You know, becomes rote. We're not excited about it anymore. That's the pshat of the pasuk in Tehillim. Shifti beveis Hashem. David HaMelech says, Shifti beveis Hashem. Koy mechayai lachzos v'nom Hashem ulevaker beheichalo. So the question is asked. Shifti means I want to sit there permanently. Kvius ulevaker. I want to visit there. Levaker beheichalo. So does he want to be there permanently or visit? So the Mefarshim explained that shifty means he wants to sit there bekvius forever, but he wants it to feel like a visit. When we go somewhere, when we visit somewhere, when we're told, we pack it in. 3 days, if we take a trip somewhere, boom, we don't waste a second, we pack it in, because we're excited, we know we're visiting. So too shifty, we want the feeling to last. So too, the Chassid Yavit says that when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the halach is, we don't want you to lose the awe that you have of seeing the beauty and the grandeur of the Beis HaMikdash. So you go in one door, you don't go out the same door. Because you might even have a shemitz of I saw this already. So after you go in the north, you go out the south. You go out a different door, so you could always be fresh, the feeling of seeing the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said, if there's grass that grows, so then don't pull it out, because I was nefesh, so that you sit there and daven that the shuls were built. We have a brisa that says, you're not allowed to pull out the grass to feed your animals, but you're allowed to pull out the grass to leave it there. So you're right. So when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do it, it means just not allowed to do it to give it to the animals. Tana Rabbanan, Beis HaKvaros Enogin Ben Kalos Rosh. A Beis HaKvaros, as we're talking about covered for certain places, for a shul that was desecrated, that's desolate, so we'll talk about Beis HaKvaros also. Enogin Ben Kalos Rosh, there can't be any levity in a Beis HaKvaros, Vein Marim Behen Behema, you can't graze your animal there, Vein Malichim Ben Amas Amayim, you can't build an aqueduct of water through a Beis HaKvaros, Vein Malachtim Ben Asavin, you can't gather grass, Vein Liki Tzavin Mim Komim Ben Kavan Amesim. And if you did gather grass, you got to burn it right there, meaning it's Asur Bahana. Ahai, what is that last phrase going on? Well, you have to burn it. How is burning it there covered ames? So you lay maaseifa, keep it your servant, come in my covered ames mika. What kind of covered ames is there? So El Arisha, you're right. The washer, but the covered ames is referring to the first phrase of not having kalas rosh or grazing your animals there. That was the covered ames. Period. Maas nisan. Dalet parshias, which we're in the middle of. So it works out. Siyata deshmaya. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalis b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos. Korin b'Parshas Shkalim. We read Parshas Shkalim on that day. Why do we read Parshas Shkalim before Rosh Chodesh Adar? So Rashi quotes, because Nisan we're going to have to start bringing the karbanos from the new money. So we have a month in order to be able to collect from the Shkalim Chadashim, and we read it as a zecher to that. The Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet here in Megillah says the other pshat, which we had the Medrash before, that to be mocked him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Haman was going to be Shokel Shkalim in Adar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, you take care of Shkalim first. Be mocked him, your Shkalim to his Shkalim. Chalias betoch hashabbos makdim l'shavar. So if it's chal betoch hashabbos, if the Rosh Chodesh is out of fold during the week, so then you read the Shabbos beforehand is parsha shkalim. Umafsikim l'shabbos acheres. And then you take a break, one of the Shabbosim in between, either after shkalim or after zachar, there's going to be a break of a Shabbos in between. B'shnia zachar. On the second week, we read zachar. That's the one before Purim to connect the Zechiras Amalek to Purim. B'shlishas Paraduma, the third week we read Paraduma, to be Mitzahir ourselves before Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason, is because we're davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should sprinkle the Dam Paraduma on us, the ashes of Paraduma on us, so it's even a tefillah, it's not just for now. And B'raviyat HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, the fourth week, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we read HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. B'chamish is Chozun L'Kishidron. The fifth week, we go back to the normal order. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, what else are you going to do? What do you mean Chozun L'Kishidron? What's the chiddush of that? So says the Pnei Yeshua, you only have like 5 pages of Maseches Megillah, says the Pnei Yeshua, the Havamina would be is that you might think that these Dalet Parashis, why are we laying these? Like we had yesterday, 2 days ago, Shloshim Yom L'Pnei HaChag. It's like, we're getting into the mood of the Yavdiv. So maybe once you start a Chodesh Zalachem, you read that every week, until Pesach. That's what I would have thought. A Chodesh Zalachem, it's all about Pesach and Nisan. It's all about Korban Pesach. Maybe you read that every week, starting from then. 3 weeks in a row. So that's the chiddush. No. It's not a din of Shloshim Yom L'Pnei HaChag. It's a separate takana kavua. And therefore, that was the Havamina. And it says, Chozun L'Kisidra. L'kom Afsikin, all of the following lanings take precedence over the laning of the week. Rosh Chodashim, Chanukah, Purim, Taniyos, Mamados, Ubi Yom HaKippurim. Okay. We're not going to review it now, but remember the drasha from last Shabbos, Rav Moshe Feinstein, about the Dalet Parashiyos, that even though there are 4 different reasons given in the Mishnah, maybe there's a unifying factor of the Dalet Parashiyos, and there's that beautiful idea. And if at the end, if we have time, we'll say it again, but if not, you can look at it, it's in the Drash Moshe, Drosh Chaf Hei. Drosh Chaf Hei, in the back of the Drash Moshe, volume 1 of the Drash Moshe, on the Dalet Parashiyos. And again, it's a great vart, because you could say it 5 weeks out of the year. Because it's all about the Dalet Parashiyos, so it's just something that you could always have. You know, it's pretty good. 1/12 of the year, you could say that vart over. Any Shams. Okay. Tanan Hasam, you could probably say it on Pesach too, right? Because it's all about preparing for Pesach. You could probably say it for six, seven weeks. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah, in Shkalim, Be'echad Ba'adar Mashbin Allah Shkalim, the first day of Adar, you start announcing Shkalim, and that's what Shkalim is, that's what we read Shkalim. V'al HaKilayim, this is also Kilayim. You start announcing them because that's when the winter is over and that's when they got to clean out their fields from all the kilayim. So, Bishlam al kilayim, this man's Zeriah, he, fine, I understand why you announce about kilayim. Because that's the time of planting and that's the time things grow. Tosu says it doesn't really mean Zeriah, it means the time that things have overgrown. And Bezin announces to make sure people take out the Aser kilayim from their fields. Ela ala shkalim inalan. How do you know that shkalim, how do you know that the new karbanas have to be brought Nisan and therefore you have to announce it by Rosh Chodesh Adar? Amar Tevi, Amar Yoshia. Rav Tevi says, to Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Pinchas, Zos Ola Cholish B'Chadsho, this is the Ola of the month in its month, Amra Torah, Chadesh Bahave Karban Mishuma Chadasha. We dash now from the double Lashon of Chodesh, Chadesh, renew and bring Karbanas from the new monies. V'kivet de benisla boi lakruve mitshuma chadasha. Since in Nisan, that's when we have to start bringing the Karbanas from the new money. Kadminan v'karina be'echad ba'adar. So we start reading it the month before, so that people remember to bring shkalim for the mikdash, and nowadays it's a zechar to the mikdash. Says the Gemara, Kiman de lo karev shumim Gamliel, shall we say that this idea of shkalim a month before is against Rav Shimon Gamliel, because by Pesach he only talks about 2 weeks and not a month? The Rav Shimon Gamliel ha'amar shtei shabbosos, because we know there's a machlokes, how long before Yantif? So you have to start learning about the Yantif. Rav Shimon Gamliel only says 2 weeks. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Sholem Bilchas Pesach on the Pesach Shloshim Yom. We pass in 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel only says 2 weeks. The Gemara at the beginning of Sechas Pesachim quoted the Makoros for this. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them on Pesach Rishon about Pesach Sheni. That's the Makor for 30 days. Rav Shlomo Gamliel says, no, he told them about Achodesh Hazon Lachem on Rosh Chodesh. That's 2 weeks. So is this Mishnah against Rav Shlomo Gamliel? So Mar says, no, I feel the Rav Shlomo Gamliel. Our Mishnah can't fit into Rav Shlomo Gamliel. Kivan Dabar Amar B'chamisha Aser Bo Shulchanas Yoshim in Medina. Since we know that on the 15th of Adar, that's when the money changers set up their tables all over. U'b'chaf Hey Yoshim B'mikdash B'shum B'mikdash. And on the 25th day, they move and they sit in the base of Migdash to make sure people know it's serious and they don't have enough, so much time left. So Mishum Shulchanos Kadminim Bakarinam. So you give them 2 weeks before the money people set up their tables. So that's Rosh Chodesh. So even Rav Shlomo Gamliel can agree to this. Okay, we'll talk more about Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag by Hashem on Daf Lamed Beis, where this the other Gemara comes up. So we'll wait with that sugya until Sunday. My Parsha Shkalim. So what is Parsha Shkalim? So we think we know. You see, sir. But there's really a machlokas. So machlokas, what is Parsha Shkalim? What should you learn? Rav Amar Tzavas B'nei Yisov Amar Taliyam Skabri Lachmi. Rav says, you know what you learn? You learn Pinchas. You learn the Parsha of Tamid and Rosh Chodesh. Ushmol Amar Kisisa. Shmuel says, no, what we do, the Parsha of Kisisa. I understand why Kisisa makes sense because it talks about Shkalim at the beginning of Kisisa. The Bach takes out the next word. Midi Shkalim Ksivi Hasam. Doesn't say the word Shkalim there in the Parshas Atamid. So what are we laning it for? What does it have to do with Shkalim? So where it says, no, in Taima Kidrevi Tavi. Takes out the word my. No, the reason is like Rabbi Tevi. What Rabbi Tevi? Well, we had just up above. Rabbi Tevi says that in that parsha is the illusion that you have to bring karbanas from the new shkalim. So that's why that parsha is appropriate. So the Gemara says, okay, the pendulum swings the other way. So now, you know, Pinchas makes sense because that's all about the new karbanas, and the new karbanas are all about shkalim from shkalim. Don't you use the shkalim for other construction of the base of Migdash? Don't you use the shkalim for the adonim, for those sockets that the boars went into? So what does that have to do with shkalim and karbanas? So Gemara said, no, really, there are two, three. Ketani Rav Yosef, Shalosh Shrumos Hain, Shal Mizbeach LeMizbeach, Shal Adonim LeAdonim, Shal Bedek HaBayis LeBedek HaBayis. Really, there is, the Shkalim are partially used for the Mizbeach, for Karbanas, so therefore, it is not a problem. By the way, so it says, this is quoted, we quoted about this last week, it says the word Shruma 3 times in the Parsha, and that's why the Ramah quotes in Ilchas Purim, the Minog to give Machzis HaShekel. Before Purim, on Tainus Esther afternoon, the Minog is to give 3 Machzis HaShekels of whatever, or Machzis of whatever currency one has. That's why you take $3.5 in America, $3.5, put them together, put them in tape, and that's the minog, because it says truma 3 times for the 3 trumos. Right? That's what the Gemara here is referring to. There is a chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua says, how is it possible that they argue about what they read for Shkalim? This is a question they could ask on a lot of sugyas. Why don't they just go check what they've been doing? What is a machlokas? What have they been doing all these years? Right? They asked the same shaila by tefillin. You know, what do you mean? How could Rashi read a tab of a machlokas? What Rashi's Rebbe wear? Right? Why don't they go check? Okay, but that may be inside. People don't always know what's written in their tefillin. You ask somebody, what type of ksav is in your tefillin? You have ksav based Yosef? Most people say, I have no idea. You have no idea, it's inside your box. What do you know about that? What do we know about ksav? But laning, you know what, you lane every week. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, the machlokas, there's no machlokas about every week. Every week, of course, you link Kisisa. The only machlokas is when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, says the Pnei Yeshua, when you're going to lane Rosh Chodesh Pinchas anyway for Rosh Chodesh laning, so that's where Rav says, you know what? Lane everything from Pinchas. Just take out another Torah for it. Lane everything from Pinchas. That's the only, and that doesn't happen every year. So maybe they don't realize, they don't remember what happens. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So that's when the Machlokas is. That's the Pnei Yehoshua. It's not the Pashtus of the Gemara, but that's the Chiddush of the Pnei Yehoshua. The Machlokas is only by when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Right. Bishlam Alamant Amar. I understand the one who says that Shkalim is from Kisisa. I understand how this is so unique. This Rosh Chodesh Adar that falls out on Shabbos because it's a different lining than every other Rosh Chodesh. But according to the Rav, who says you're going to lay in Pinchas anyway, so how is this so unique? What's different between this week and other Rosh Chodeshim? So Gemara says Shani, it is different. Other weeks, Rosh Chodesh is just the last Aliyah. But here, this week, the whole laning is the Rosh Chodesh laning, just that Karba Raitzavas B'nei Yisrael. So Gemara says, 1 second. This is good if you understand the Mishnah that when we have Dalet Parshias, then the regular Parsha Shavua is not leaned at all. That's one understanding of the Mishnah. That what does it say? What does it say? It says Mechozrin to the regular cycle. Mashma that you didn't lane the regular Shabbos laning. So there isn't an opinion of the Gemara that when you have Dalet Parshias, you didn't lane the regular Shabbos laning. So how you gonna? So no, but that's why you have Savas Bnei Yisrael. For Zachar, I guess you got to lane it over and over again. I don't know what but again, you have to do something, right? You have to work it out. So, honey, if the whole laning is switched, but according to what we do, that you only change the end, the maftir and the haftarah to parsha, so the yom karinon, but you lane the regular laning, my shani. So then we're back to the question: what's the difference according to Rav between this laning and other laning and other Rashi Chadosh? Shani, so no, there's still a difference. Tila Rashi Chadashim karishisa binyan the yom v'chad kari b'derash chodesh. Other Rashi Chadashim, you lane. You only have one aliyah versus chodesh. No, but this time you have three from Parsha Shavua and four aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh Laning. Again, not what we do, but this is the difference according to Rav. Meisve another kasha on this machlokas. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shcholis b'Shabbes. Rosh Chodesh Adar Poldan Shabbes. Koren b'Parsha Shkalim u'Maftirim b'Yehoyada HaKohen. The Maftir is by Yehoyada who did the Bedek Habayis who fixed up the Beis Hamikdash. Bishlam Alamad Amakisiz Ahein the Maftirim b'Yehoyada HaKohen the Damilei Dichsev Kesef Nafshos Erko. So we know the Haftorah always has to have something to do with the laning. So I understand why, according to Shmuel, you would do this Haftorah, because that's to do with Shkalim, and that's Kisisa. Elamanda Amar, es karbani lachmi mi dami. So, but according to Shmuel, what is Yehoyada Haftorah have to do with the Parshin Pinchas? And Mar says, no, same answer. Dami gizir of Tevi. It has to do the same thing, because Rav Tevi said the Karbanas are based on the new Shkalim, so it still has to do with, it's good enough of a connection. Meisvei again, kasha chalios b'parsha smuchala. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, does not fall out on Shabbos. Bein milafaneho, bein milachareha, korinosa v'koflinosa. So then, even though you lane shkalim for parsha shkalim, you get a lane kisisa the following week or the previous week. The same laning. Sometimes it happens. Shkalim is the week before or after kisisa. So bishlam alamandar kisisa and the bishrami yahuzimna. So by kisisa, I understand according to Shmuel, it's the same laning. That's the language of the Tosefta that you're going to say it over again. Alamandar amar tzavas karbani mi mishrami bahu inyana. But according to Rav, the laning is from Pinchas. So whether you ever have Pinchas next to Parsha Shkalim, Pinchas is the middle of the summer. So where it says no in Labanei Marava, no to the people in Eretz Yisrael, to Maski Dilo Deraisa B'Tlashanin. They used to finish the Torah once every 3 years. Once every 3 years, they used to finish the Torah. The Rambam even quotes this minhag and just says that's not our minhag. The Rambam quotes this minhag, so that's who. According to that, it's possible to have Pinchas around the time of. Parsha Shkalim. One more line. Tiny, so you have to work out how the Pnei Yishuv's Pshat works into the whole Gemara. It's not so posh how it works into the whole Gemara, but you have to work it out. Tani Gavas into Shmuel, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shcholis B'Shabbes, Koren B'Kisisa, U'Maftirin B'Yehoyada HaKohen. Period. So we'll stop there. And tomorrow we start off with talking about all the days that you could take out three Sifrei Torah. Four times. Four possibilities you could take out three Sifrei Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. And today's Shia was sponsored by the Astrup family. L'Zeicha Nishmas. Moshe Menachem Mendel Ben Nachman Yoshua. And we wish a mazel tov to the four babies.